iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to iSpiritual, the special program that we bring you and our special podcast on iGlobal Radio to talk about the various things which is happening in the world of spirituality. Joining us today is Dhruv Chitralia, who is also representative of a very special organization, which is going to tell us all about in just a few moments' time. And we're also approaching the wonderful and very colorful time of Navratri, which is just around the corner. We're going to be talking about Navratri, the festival itself, and why do we in fact celebrate it. Now, let me just tell you a bit of background. The Navratri is a nine-day festival that honors the mother goddess Durga in all her manifestations. And Durga is the warrior form of goddess Parvati, the wife of Lord Shiva, the most powerful destroyer, transformer of the universe as we know. Hindu mythology says that she took on the form of Durga to destroy the demon Mahishasur, and thus considered to be the protective mother who battles evil forces. The festival culminates with the Dussehra festival, a celebration of victory of good over evil on the 10th day. So as we approach Navratri right now, this fantastic nine-day festival, Dhruv Chitralia joins us today. Dhruv, welcome first of all to the program, and tell us the organization that you represent first of all.
Thank you, Tony, and wishing you and your families a very, very happy Navratri, Shubh Chaitra Navratri. And yeah, it's an introduction. Our organization, Isham, has 320,000 members around the world. We're a spiritual organization teaching the rich Vedic teachings of India from the scriptures, ranging from the Bhagavad Gita, the Hanuman Chalisa, the Vedas, Upanishads, Ramayana. And we have a lot of talks available on our website, which is www.gitaclass.org. That's G-I-T-A-C-L-A-S-S, one word, .org. And we teach these rich scriptural, kind of the richness of the scriptures all around the world, especially in the UK, and delighted for you all to join us.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, Navratri is on the 10th of April, and I'd like to begin, first of all, by asking you, why do we celebrate the festival of Navratri?
Yes, so on Navratri, we obviously meditate on the form of the mother goddess, Jagadamba. So Indian spirituality, tradition, religion, has a very balanced attitude towards the process of worshipping. It's the only process where the supreme power is worshipped in the female form as Jagadamba. We have great respect for the women. We regard the divine as a mother. So according to Sanskrit grammar, the name Jagadamba is derived from two words, Jagat meaning the world and Amba meaning the mother. Therefore, Jagadamba is the mother of the universe, and she has three divine manifestations, Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, and Mahasaraswati. So Mahakali is the goddess of power, Mahalakshmi is the goddess of wealth, Mahasaraswati is the goddess of gnana, wisdom, and Jagadamba is a combined form of Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati. So the Navratri Puja depicts the long course of the spiritual evolution in the seeker and reveals how the mother takes the person towards the ultimate victory, towards these obstacles which prevents that are hindrances on the spiritual path. So as you said, Navratri Puja culminates on the 10th day, which is called Vijayadashmi. So this day celebrates the victory of the Devi over the demons. So in the seeker's life, the forces of darkness manifest as anger, hatred, malice, greed, pride, and so on. On the other hand, the forces of light manifest as compassion, humility, charity, purity. So life is an arena for those battling forces of darkness and light. So the essence of the puja is to enhance the forces of light and to control the senses and mind to overcome the desires that come from the lower self and to realize the self that shines in the heart.
This is the iSpirituality Show from iGlobal. Find out more about the iSpirituality Show and other big events by logging on to the iGlobal event section on iGlobalNews.com.
As far as symbolism is concerned, we, of course, do our pujas and we serve the deities, and Ma Durga comes to mind. Tell us more about the symbolism of Ma Durga.
So no country in the world demonstrates as reverence for the mother goddess as it's done in India. So she's known as the mother of the universe, and from her comes forth the creation, the sustenance and dissolution. She's the power of consciousness, of which kind of the entire cosmos comes together as matter, life, mind. So India, profound civilization, is the gift of Ma Durga. She's a goddess that personifies India as a whole and its greatness from is in every village. There's not a single village in India that doesn't have the murti of Ma Durga. And so Bharat Mata, which is the deity that represents the whole of India, is Durga with a lion. So she was obviously this image behind India's independence movement, and which worked through her inspiration, which great yogi Sri Aurobindo spoke about so beautifully. And she's also inspiration for India and its global influence to take the world back to its spiritual roots. So literally, she means one who takes us beyond obstacles. So she's this beautiful energy that protects the Atma from duality, aversion, opposition, known and unknown. So she takes us towards the ocean of ignorance to the other shore, which is beyond the ignorance. She carries us over dangers like the ship goes across the sea. And she comes from the Agni, which is a light, which is our inner light that awakens our motivation to reach the highest levels of bliss. And she's born of what I spoke about in the previous episode of Tapas, when we concentrate our energies on this aspiration for the truth. And she's inside the earth, as because the core of the earth is fire. She's a spiritual fire on earth that removes the impurities for the Atma to prevail. And the lion in which she rides, it shows the solar force that illuminates the whole world. She has this knowledge that transforms, that takes us to the level of existence beyond what we thought that was the case before. And what we have in the yogic tradition, the Kundalini, it rises through her force as well. So she can, as a divine mother, can guide the entire world to a new era of peace and happiness. But she does so by first eliminating the bad force, not by compromising with them, much less by appeasing them. But she arises with a martial aspect. She dissolves the old karmas, the compulsions, the attachments that bind us to ignorance, to unfold the new era. And so we must bring her back to deal with the global crisis. That requires that we revive these dharmic traditions. We honor the female divine, which is very, very important. And honoring Durga means empowering women in the world as well. It also is empowering our great mother, which is the earth, not just through kind of ecological practice, but uncovering the spiritual density, which is hidden in this beautiful and magic planet. So awakening that energy requires that we fearlessly and relentlessly challenge these forces of darkness, including our own weakness. So we have to awaken the inner spirituality in order to fight these. So that's a kind of overview of Ma Durga.
This is the iSpirituality Show from iGlobal. Find out more about the iSpirituality Show and other big events by logging on to the iGlobal event section on iglobalnews.com.
During the time of Navratri, we also celebrate and also worship Ma Kali as well. The symbolism that surrounds that has meaning behind it as well. Tell us about Ma Kali.
So symbolism of Ma Kali is very, very beautiful. She's symbolized with 10 faces, 10 legs, 20 arms. So she's a symbol of Maya Shakti, so the goddess presiding over the illusion in the aspect of the dissolver. So on the spiritual path, we need to overcome the gross impurities that held our mind. And these impurities come as a result of two things, rag and dvesh. So rag means attachment, which is symbolized by the demon Madhu, and dvesh or hatred is symbolized by the demon Kedabya. So the weapons of the goddess are symbols of the numerous forms of energy that come from her towards the creation, sustenance, dissolution. So the sword which she holds is the symbol of the purified intellect. The chakra of the discus is dharma, which will triumph over adharma. So the mace is what pulverizes the obstacles in the path. The bowl, what she holds, is the purified mind stuff that sends arrows of dynamic thought for destroying forces of darkness. The club is unshakable willpower. The spear is insight. The missile is intuitive knowledge. The skull we spoke about in the previous episode on Shivratri is increasing detachment. And the conch heralds the rising of wisdom. So the divine ornaments that come from her are the spiritual values such as truth, purity, passion, knowledge, devotion, and others which deck the Atma with these wealth of spiritual values. So many faces, arms, and so on are symbolic of a boundless energy or pervasiveness. She not only symbolizes the need of detachment from spiritual path, but the fact that all the objects of the world are perishable, and even the universe is subject to destruction. So she shines like a blue jewel. So she's a deity presiding over the dark night of the soul. So when she's worshipped, she leads us to the gentle aspect, Mahalakshmi, and then towards the luminous aspect, which is Saraswati Devi.
This is the iSpirituality Show from iGlobal. Find out more about the iSpirituality Show and other big events by logging on to the iGlobal event section on iGlobalNews.com.
So during the time of Navratri, there's various celebrations that take place, and there's all the Dandiya events that take place as well, which we'll talk about towards the end of our discussion today. As we discuss Ma Durga and Ma Kali and the deities that we worship and celebrate at this very special time, there's one particularly deity that has significance for a lot of us in our lives, and that is Ma Lakshmi. So the symbolism that surrounds Ma Lakshmi, Drew.
Yes, so symbolism Ma Lakshmi. Tony, you spoke earlier about the Mahisasura, who is the spirit of distraction of the mind, who is a demon who appears in the form of a buffalo. So the seat of the lotus of Ma Lakshmi is a symbol of unfoldment. When Ma Lakshmi comes, we begin to conquer the distractions of the mind. Well, the reason why a mind gets distracted is because of subtle desires in unconscious mind. And when Ma Lakshmi comes, the divine potential begins to blossom like the lotus. So many hands symbolize her numerous powers. Devotion is symbolized by the rosary. Axe is the wisdom by which we cut the tree of the world process. The mace is the strength of purity by which obstacles on the spiritual path are pulverized. The pure thoughts come from the mind, are like the arrows of the Devi for destroying the painful thought waves of the mind. The indomitable faith is a thunderbolt, and virtuous qualities bloom like lotuses. The purified chitta, the mind stuff, is a bow through which powerful thoughts are discharged like arrows. The picture refers to the Shubha Samskara, the divine impressions of the unconscious mind. The rod is the symbol of discriminative knowledge that endows the intellect with power, and the Shakti of the sphere is a power that penetrates the hearts of negative qualities and destroys them. So Mahalakshmi's sword removes the delusions of the mind. Her shield protects the devotee from the forces of darkness. The conch awakens the divine potentiality. The bell reveals the spiritual insight. So the wine cup holds the bliss of samadhi, superconsciousness. The trident destroys the triads, which are the three aspects of relative world, space, time, and karma. And a noose stops the activity of demonic qualities. And the discus, the Sudarshan Chakra, slays the root of all evils, which is the ignorance.
This is the iSpirituality Show from iGlobal. Find out more about the iSpirituality Show and other big events by logging on to the iGlobal event section on iGlobalNews.com.
Okay, so as we celebrate the wonderful time of Navratri, one of the deities that we celebrate finally then is Ma Saraswati. And what is the symbolism of Ma Saraswati?
Ma Saraswati symbolizes intuitive wisdom that destroys ignorance, with its twin aspects, the sense of I-ness and minus. So these two aspects are represented by the two demons, Shumbha and Nishumbha. So a bell is a revealer of spiritual insight. The trident destroys the triads, the aspects of the relative world, which are time, space, and causation. A plow furrows through the unconscious and fills it with divine impressions. And a conch is awakener of divine potential. The mace breaks down the obstacles in the spiritual path. The discus, the chakra, is the intuitive wisdom that slays the demon of ignorance. The purified chitta, the mind stuff of the enlightened seeker, is a bow through which powerful thoughts are discharged like arrows for destroying the demonic forces and promoting all that's divine. So the goddess Saraswati arose from the body of Gauri, which is Parvati, Lord Shiva's wife, which implies the highest manifestation of the goddess. So just like the moon waxes, it has three distinct stages, one third, two third, and full. In the same way, goddess expressed her in these three stages, Ma Kali, Ma Lakshmi, Ma Saraswati. So the last manifestation is like the full moon that shines in the cloudless skies.
This is the iSpirituality Show from iGlobal. Find out more about the iSpirituality Show and other big events by logging on to the iGlobal event section on iGlobalNews.com.
during the time of Navratri, there's a lot of events which are held through, and these events involve a lot of people getting together, dancing, and there's a lot of Ras Garba, which happens as well, and Navratri events which take place. Why do people do that?
It's a beautiful aspect in our spirituality where the spirituality can be expressed in art, including forms of dance. And because art is an emotional thing, you'll find that when the moon is full, a lot of artists come back with their best ideas, because the moon is very closely related to the mind. Just like the tidal movements on the earth are affected by the phase of the moon, in the same way, like tides comes from the sea, 75% plus of our body is water. So the phase of the moon affects the mental composition. During this time, people are very emotional, very devotional, because of that particular phase of the moon. And we express that devotion in these forms of art, such as the dance. And it's a way of expressing that beautiful devotion that we do it. And it's definitely beyond the art, because it's a form of the highest state of bhakti and the highest state of super consciousness. And it's a mean of expressing that in the physical world, which is why we do it during the nine nights.
With Navratri approaching, is there anything that we ought to be doing in terms of preparation for Navratri? And also in doing so, indeed, it'd be lovely for people to get in touch with your organisation to find out more about the celebration of the deities that we've spoken about today in today's programme. So would you like to go into a little bit of detail about that, Drew?
Absolutely. It's when we talk about the worship of the Mother Goddess, the Divine Mother, there's various kind of rituals you can do. There's a chanting of the Durga Shaptasati, which is very beautiful. There's various mantras to be chanted. These mantras are very powerful, so they need to be learned from a qualified guru who can transmit those energies. But those mantras are very, very beautiful. But the first 3 days, the emphasis should be given to remove destroy the grosser forms of like anger, greed, and hatred. Just like a heart, it's like an old house which is filled with spiders, roaches, and so on. These invaders have to be rooted out and the building cleaned up. So that is the goddess Durga aspect. During the next 3 days, the days 4 to 6, the same Devi is worshipped, but in a constructive aspect as goddess Lakshmi. So she symbolizes unfoldment seated on the lotus. Is the embodiment of gentleness, harmony, goodness. And through her grace, we rise through material, spiritual success. And after Goddess Durga has leveled or cleaned up the dilapidated old structure, the constructive process begins. The plan is made and the foundation laid down so the house can be built, the gardens are landscaped. So as you see more and more beauty unfold, it fills the heart with joy. That's a blissful phase. And so Ma Lakshmi is the sustainer and nourisher of constructive expressions. This is like divine qualities such as compassion, detachment, purity, love, balance. They're rare gifts of spiritual wealth. And the last 3 nights are devoted to the worship of Saraswati, who gives us wisdom. After Durga destroys the negative qualities of your personality, Lakshmi blesses your personality with positive qualities. Then Saraswati, the goddess of wisdom, enlightens you by revealing the latent powers and the grandeur of the Atma. He shines effulgent with all her garments, light. And so the implication is that she abounds with what we call sattva, purity. So when purity develops in a person, it brightens the intellect and leads to intuitional enlightenment. So she's compared to the jasmine flower. This lovely flower is not only white, but also fragrant. So when there's purity, there's also fragrance and luminosity. These three, purity, fragrance, and luminosity, go to form the apparel of the goddess. And she obviously holds in the hands the musical instrument, the veena. So the various strings in the human personality must be well harmonized. Then she makes an appearance. And the swan, she's seated on the swan, which is a symbol of that discriminative knowledge. There's an ancient knowledge that if a swan is given milk mixed with water, the swan will be able to extract the milk, leaving the water behind. So separating milk from water is a difficult task, but the swan is gifted with that ability. So too, when the intellect becomes intuitive, it can separate truth from illusion. And this form of intellect is a vehicle for the goddess. So that's how you do the worship. And if you want to learn more, you can go to our website, www.gitaclass.org, where we have videos on this. And you can join one of our 34 WhatsApp groups by messaging 07904-720-516.
Jai Ambe Gauri.
Richard Throlia from GeethaClass.org. Thank you very much for your kind time and sharing your thoughts and insights with us here on this program. I'm looking forward to many more with you.
Thank you, Tony, and wishing you and your family a very happy Navratri, and may the Mother Divine bless you all. Thank you.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.